It's Candy O 742. Stand by, Mariah Carey next.
I would rather be in the field of animation. You know, feel like I could be myself, yet someone different at the same time.
Bringing a world perspective to today's news.
Why voiceover? It's powerful, it's creative, it's cool.
Oh yes, voiceover is cool, but it's not as cool as talking shop with Dan Lothian and Law Lapidus.
What's that? It should be Law Lapidus first, then Dan Lothian?
Eh, they'll fix it in post. This is Mic, Camera, Action.
Yeah, yeah, that's how we start.
So how do we manage?
How do
we
manage?
I mean, Saturday Night Live skit where they were doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two of them, whatever.
Okay, here we go.
So we're talking about managing today.
Yes,
right?
Managing.
Not controlling.
Uh-oh, you know, someone got mad and just ran out the door.
Someone slammed the door when I said the word control. I think they lost control.
Lost control, man.
Right? So we're going to talk about management because really I don't think there is any such thing as control. But you can manage your career. You can manage your behaviors. You can manage a lot of things.
You can. And agents, we've talked on other podcasts about the importance of having an agent and how an agent can get you in the door. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes, we tend to just say, okay, the agent is taking care of my career. I can sit back and wait for the phone to ring. Kind of like a real estate agent who you give them the information and they start trying to sell your home. And what, you're just going to fold your arms and not send something out on Facebook or not, someone is on the street, you're not gonna say, hey, are you looking for a house? No, you have to also help the agent to get that property, you know, seen and in front of as many people as possible. And I think you have to think about your career that same way, and that's what we're gonna talk about on this podcast.
So you're really talking, Dan, about being active, being really proactive about you, your career, where you want to go first before you hire anyone to work for you or partner for you. You have to know where you're going.
You have
And you have to reevaluate that, right, as you go. You can't just sit back and be passive and wait for the phone to ring, as they would always say in our industry, just hang out and wait for the phone to ring. You can't wait for the phone to ring. You have to make the phone ring.
You do. And that involves, you know, staying active in a community theater or doing extra things that can continue to boost your resume. You can't just send your file to your agent and say, shop me around, and then you're not continuing to build on that resume, or you're not shopping yourself around. You really have to get involved. And I know that when I first, the first time I got an agent, and that was many, many years ago, when the whole agent business was a little different because you didn't have social media. But I remember, I know that I thought my agent's going to do everything. First of all, because at the time you had to put together your own tape.
Right.
It was tape at one time. I'm not talking about Scotch tape.
Actual tape.
I'm talking about videotape. And you would have to get all your stuff edited and then put it in a box and make sure that it was padded well so that when the postman threw that thing across the yard somewhere, that it wouldn't shatter, which did happen at times. And so you were always doing it. And then an agent came along and my agent said, oh, just, you know, whenever there's something good going on, just let me know and I'll get a copy of it and I'll put it together. And for years, I wasn't involved in putting together. I didn't even know what my agent was sending out. And I think, you know, things worked out for me, but I don't think that's the right approach. You should be intimately involved in what your agent is helping to put together, how your agent is shopping you, provide guidance along the way, and then at the same time be almost full-time your own agent, you know, reaching out to people. Now you should coordinate to make sure that you're not reaching out to the very same people that your agent's reaching out to, because that would be kind of weird, right? It's like, wait a minute, I just got this yesterday. But at the same time, you should be actively involved, because it's not, as we know, this is a difficult business to break into.
Yeah,
and even once you get in, it's a difficult business to stay in.
And to navigate.
And you need to be working. Even there were times when I would go and open the door on my own and then say, hey, my agent will get in touch with you. And that to me was probably one of the strongest ways.
They must have loved you.
My agent, who did nothing. No,
you got them work.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sometimes it was through relationships that you had established, and that allowed for when the information came in from your agent, it wasn't just, here's another person, you know, a million people who are sending things in. Yes. It came with the knowledge, the FaceTime with that individual, a name, a card, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
it improves your chances.
Totally does. I also want to really define the difference between an agent and a manager, because we find a lot of our clients who are actors and voice talent and models really don't know the difference. They really don't know the difference. They use the two words interchangeably, and they're very different roles. The agent is someone who you hire, who works for you, or you might say partners with you, who very much like you were saying before, Dan, is like a broker, someone who's moving a house, someone who's showing a house and brokering you and your services, and then gets a commission. And you have to check on your state, what the state laws are in the state that you live in, what that commission would be. And
usually
may,
seven.
Well, in Massachusetts, it's 10%. In other states,
yeah.
it's 15 to 20. So it really depends.
That's a lot.
But they may or may not work under a contract. And that's also very confusing to talent as well. They can sign you what we call exclusively, meaning you belong to them within a geographical jurisdiction.
Right.
Or they cannot sign you at all and freelance you. And that means you're a free person. You can work with them and you can work with many other people. And there's many pros and cons right to both. So that's basically what an agent does in the industry. A manager has a different role. A manager is someone who is a confidant. They're a trusted advisor. They may hone and shape your skills. They may coach you. They may refer you to great makeup artists, great hair people, great photographers. But the primary job of a manager, of a really good manager, is to introduce you to people who are ultimately going to represent you, or producers who are going to hire you. So you want to be careful that if you take on a manager, it's someone who has good relationships, strong connections, and can really lead you to, you know, signing a contract with a great agent. And they will, most of the time, if not all of the time, take a percentage as well.
So there's a lot of stuff coming off the top before the check shows up in your checking account.
Yeah, so you have to consider all of that.
You get $3.50.
Right. So you have to consider, if you're going to work with these folks and they're going to help you steer and navigate your career, how are you, back to your point, your original point, how are you going to be proactive in directing that career and helping them find you work?
Right. Well, you know how I am about making lists. I like to write
lists.
Brendan's
cracking out the colored stickies right now.
Why did you laugh at me? You don't like making it. You were just over there writing, taking those copious notes, Mr. List Man.
Between the two of you, I should be writing a lot more.
Well, I did see you over there writing down, but I do. I'm old school. I like to
don't
have
worry,
a notebook.
Dan, I love lists too.
I like having little notebooks
and
write
actual paper,
and I'll write number one and number two and number three, and you just write it out. And as I get it done, I check it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring that up to say this. You get an agent on board to help you get a job, but you should also write down on paper, here are some things that I want to accomplish alongside with the agent. So I want to make sure that I make, you know, three or four contacts with people in the business. I want to attend, you know, three or four or five or however many, you know, mixers, events. I want to get my face. I remember there was a guy when I was working out of the Washington Bureau for CNN, and there was a guy who came to the bureau, and he was trying to move ahead and was frustrated at one network, came over to CNN, and we had this conversation about how he felt that he needed to be out more. He needed to be seen more, because it would help him in terms of at least giving the appearance that he was plugged in.
Right.
And so I would put that on the list as something that you can do. And that's your agent can't do that for you, right? I mean,
your agent can't
be at the event plugging you into, you know, a particular circle. And so these are just some things, you know, make a list of areas that your agent may not be able to address. They can send, you know, your stuff out there, but there are things that you have to do. I guess you could characterize it as more grassroots. And the easiest way to make sure that you stay on top of it is you make a list. And those things, I think, in coordination with your agent, will help you get a good job.
I'm all over the list. Yeah. I love the list, Dan. Lists should be everywhere. Why? Because you need to manifest visuals. You need visuals around you that make it real. You know, it makes it tangible. It's not just swimming in your head. Oh, I should do this. I need to get to that. I need to. That means nothing. You got to get it out, external, make it happen, put it in front of you, and really manifest that. I'm going to throw in, too. That was a great one. I love the list.
Oh, thank
you. I'm
going
to throw in, too.
That's a great one, Dan.
Here's a little backdoor secret for you. You ready?
This It feels like we need music for this.
Ooh, this is a little speakeasy gem. Ready? All right, here we go. Here we go. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here. If you want to get great representation, you don't have it yet, or maybe you're looking to change representation, go out and look at casting and be up for some really great castings, meaning submit yourself for as many really great castings as you can. Whether you get the job or not is irrelevant. And why should you do that? Besides being a working talent, then you've got some ammunition to be sending out the emails or calling up offices and saying, I am now submitted for an under five or a small featured role in the new feature film that's in town, and I am seeking new representation.
Right.
And I would like to put your agency down that if I land this role, that you will be my representative and receive that commission.
Wow,
how would you feel about that? And I've done that three times personally. And they're
like,
they're incoherent with that statement, with that question. They don't, of course, put our names down. Of course, because what they see is, number one, you're up for it.
Right.
And number two, if you get it, they are going to benefit. And number three, you are being proactive about your career. Win, win, win. And then the joy is, here's a real joy. You don't get the role. Let's say you don't get the role, but you get that agency.
And then you'll get the next role.
And then you'll get the next one.
Right.
Potentially.
Wow. Just the way you worded that was just, all of a sudden, I felt like I was,
I wore myself
I needed
out
to sign,
on that.
Yeah, I needed to sign that person up.
But these are the interesting backdoor, clever business acumen ways that people work to ultimately get the right partners to work with them.
Right. Well, the other thing too, and I keep going back to the real estate connection here.
Yeah.
When we were looking for our home about a dozen years ago, I had a really great agent, and it was during close to the peak of the market at the time, and it was frustrating. Every time we went to get a house, you know, we were outbid by six other people. And we started going around on our own, and the house we ended up getting, we found on our own. It was just driving around and running into something. And then we said, hey, you know, agent, can you try this one? And she put the deal together, but we found it. And so that how that works now is you go every day. You should be going online, checking all. There's so many, you know, good resources out there with here's the latest job or here's something that's coming up or here's a new website or whatever it might be. There's a new role possibility. You should be out there looking around because your agent, you know, they represent you, but they also represent other people. And you can't expect that you're going to be in their minds 100% of the time. And some, I think, are worse than others where you really, you know, they're taking 5-10 people and throwing them at something and hoping that one sticks. Mm-hmm. And so I think for me, I mean, I ended up getting with a boutique service because I felt it was more personal. But nonetheless, you know that you're not theirs 100% of the time. And so to the extent that you can be scouring for some of these great deals out there, that you can be putting yourself out maybe in a YouTube video, that you can be talking up. I know LinkedIn, I've seen a couple of people there say, hey, I'm looking for this kind of role, or I just, my company downsized this network and I'm, you know, was one of the top people and blah, 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 blah. That's where people go to look for, you know, some people who they might have an association with. All of a sudden, there's someone looking for something, and it's like, wait a minute, I know them through this other person because it pops up right there. Those are ways that you can take some control of your own destiny, allowing your agent to do his or her work, but also supplementing that by not just sitting on your hands.
Yeah, that's a really important point you made, too, about the large agency versus the smaller boutique agency as well. Oftentimes, you know, people will feel, oh, I want to get into the big ones, the powerhouses that represent Tom Hanks and, you know, and Tom Cruise, and I want to be with that agency. Well, just remember, if you are with that agency, exactly. It's a little star on your forehead that they took you in,
yeah.
But you are at the bottom of the heap.
Exactly.
The bottom. And it's a big heap,
yep,
too.
Yep.
So not to say don't do it. I'm just, you know, giving you a warning that it is no easy go because they are pushing their stars. They're pushing their big money makers first.
And that makes sense, right?
You're unheard of.
That's where all the money's coming
from.
Yeah,
you are not someone that has been proven by any means. And the boutique agency
right.
oftentimes will call you and have a conversation with you and care about your progress and be thinking of you mm-hmm. in a different way. So that's a great point.
So Entourage was on point with that? Am I the one who's seen
I know about Entourage, and I've heard about it, and I've read about it. I haven't actually seen an episode. I'm sorry. Bring me up to speed.
No, it's pretty much what Lo was saying. The big Ari Gold's agency focuses mostly on the main character of the show,
mm-hmm.
and he would spend 80% of his day is revolving around getting his big yeah. guy into
it, so, right.
And then you have like the one-off actors who are like, what about me? And he's like, I'll get to you later.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Good TV reference, Brent.
Wow, no, that's great.
That's a good TV reference.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
But, well, while you were talking about that was the first thing that popped into my head.
Right. So, look, all of this is important information because, you know, when you're an agent can play such a huge role in your career. And I don't want an agent listening to this to say, wait a minute, you know, you're making it seem as if we need help in order to do our jobs. No, we're not saying that. Yeah, agents are highly skilled. Agents have a lot of great connections
mm-hmm.
that I remember my agent, when I wanted to go to the network, it was important for me going from local television to the big three. I wanted someone who actually had the head of the
right,
division
right.
on speed dial.
Great managers are the same. They know everyone.
You know,
a good manager should be connected to everyone. But you have to remember, you know, in essence, you're hiring them to do a job, and you have to make sure if I have a manager, if I have an agent, and I'm going to give away 35% or 40%. Of what I'm doing, I want to make sure that it's the right fit.
You do.
You know, you can't assume, you know, another really important note is you can't assume anything about anyone.
Right.
You don't know how they truly feel about you. You don't know how many hours in the week they're thinking of you and working for you.
Right.
You really can't assume anything. So it's really important. To the best of your ability, you get to know them as people,
right.
you
right.
regard them as people, and you think of them. You know, I always say, you know when your manager's birthday is.
Yeah.
Know if your agent's dad just died. That just happened to us. One of our guests lost his mother to cancer. And, you know, it could very easily be about the event and the letdown of him not being there and letting down the folks, but it's not.
Right.
It's about him having lost his mother. That's what it's really about, you know? So I think, you know, talent needs to put themselves on the back burner for a moment and really think about the other people. And that's a very, you know, charismatic, redeeming quality.
Right. So important.
That gets you work
yeah.
and gets you great relationships and friendships
right.
long term.
And don't be afraid to bug your agent. After all, you're paying them to
right.
do a job.
But don't
for
stalk
your,
them.
Yeah, don't.
Don't.
Well, you can stalk. No.
Don't follow them.
No, don't follow them. But also don't put up with radio silence for, you know, long periods of time. And I've seen that happen as well. So you
good
get
one.
An agent and the agent's shopping you around and you haven't heard anything for a couple of weeks.
Good one.
You should be following up. And
mm-hmm.
because it might be that agent got distracted by the person who's making $50 million or whatever.
Yeah. Or life.
You know, or yeah.
Stuff
or life
is going
in general
on in
as you brought
lives.
Up. Right.
Yeah.
And they have to learn how to balance all those things with you. If you're a client, then you need that kind of attention. And so
that's great,
again,
Dan.
This is one tip of taking control of your own career is that you, in addition to assisting and helping on a parallel track, you also have to keep that agent's feet to the fire.
Yeah, and folks get very timid about that. I'm not exactly sure why. It's sort of how Brendan feels about me every day, how he tiptoes around me, hoping I'm in a good mood, hoping I'll respond in a favorable way. But really, it's like, don't stalk people. But at the same token, it's a business relationship.
Right.
If you haven't heard from them in whatever it is, a month or two or whatever
that's bad. If you have not heard,
then
in
reach
a month,
out.
Yeah,
and here's another out. Here's another tip for you too. When you reach out, let's say you're going to pop them an email. They're getting 1,000 emails, right? So pop them an email. Don't say too much. Less is more. I'm the subject line queen. I used to think that that was very rude when you just do a subject line and send it out to someone. I used to think that's the craziest thing. Now I do it all the time because they don't have time to read.
Yeah, but then I think something is wrong with my system. I said, wait, the email. There's nothing in the email. That's happened to me a couple of times where you sent an email. I'm like, it's empty. Well, I didn't get. I'm about ready to say that I didn't get the email. And they're like, oh, it's in the subject line.
I
never understood why she did that. But then you get the emails on your cell phone or your mobile phone,
right?
And it makes a lot more sense.
It does.
And
you're
it's also respecting their time because the reality is they're getting a million of these all the time.
Right.
They're exhausted, and I don't need to write a paragraph to say one line. I mean, I've learned how to do that.
Right.
So that's a real. That's a gift.
You are still learning how to do that.
I'm trying, Bran. But don't be afraid to reach out. And when you do reach out, keep it short and sweet and keep it to the point and just, you know, be helpful to them. Ask them if they need anything or tell them you saw something really awesome that reminded you of them or the relationship versus why aren't I getting work? Why haven't you called me? Are there no castings for me? They hear that all the time. It's like, well, no, sometimes there are dry periods.
Right.
Sometimes I don't have a submission for you.
Well, no, that's great. So if your agent is driving the car of your career, make sure that you're sitting there in the front seat and be a front seat passenger. What is it? Front seat driver?
Yeah, backseat.
Backseat. All right,
backseat. Okay, so that kind of, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You make sure that you're also, and every so often you might have to reach over and grab the wheel and tug it and say, nah, let's get off at this exit. Mm-hmm. You have to be involved. You can't just like kick back, put the seat all the way back and take a nap.
Exactly.
Because you might wake up in the wrong state. You know, with no gas in the car.
That's right.
So,
and if they're the broker of your home, make sure they show every single room. Don't let them skip over the kitchen and
exactly.
the bathroom. Those are the biggest sellers.
So then I was like, do you want to see my Neumann?
Dude, we're still rolling.
What? They're still listening? Don't these people have homes?
Well, since you're still with us, check us out at lalapitascompany.com and littleparkmedia.com and look for Media Monster, the Learning Hub programs. Everything from coaching to podcasts to media events and very cool and necessary seminars and workshops.
By the way, did that lazy tech director ever fix the intro on pause?